With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Hospital administrators in Montana say the recent rise in COVID-19 infections statewide could strain the healthcare system in coming weeks as patients become more ill and cold and flu season picks up. Dr. Scott Elner, CEO of Billings Clinic, says the coronavirus pandemic is one of the more challenging situations his team has seen, but he says they've got this.
I won't deny that our caregivers aren't being stretched. They're absolutely being stretched. But collectively, they know that this is the right thing for our patients that are coming, frankly, from all over Montana and northern Wyoming.
Hospitals statewide say they've been able to work within their networks to meet the needs of patients with and without COVID-19. But Dr. Shelley Harkins, chief medical officer at St. Peter's Health in Helena, says while hospitalization rates may seem low now, she's expecting an increase soon that could max out St. Peter's capacity.
Typically, it's a few weeks following an increase in reported cases that we would see hospitalizations.
State data show 500 more cases were reported last week than the week before, building on a curve that's been trending upward since Labor Day. Harkin says St. Peter's is also facing staffing shortages as healthcare workers themselves are quarantined due to exposure or they fall ill.
When resources are strained at the local health system, all the patients, even those with non-COVID medical conditions like heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, kidney disease, many others, they become at risk of being left without adequate services to stay well. It is the morbidity and mortality from all of the non-COVID-related diseases that we are concerned about, too.
Harkin says four people with COVID-19 are hospitalized at St. Peter's, more than their typical caseload since the virus arrived in the state. Billings Clinic reports 13 COVID patients are filling half of its downtown hospital's intensive care unit beds, and another 48 COVID patients from as far as Wyoming are hospitalized there. State health officials said Wednesday that Benefice Hospital in Great Falls is at 115% capacity, with 37 COVID patients, seven of whom are in the ICU. Montana Chief Epidemiologist Jim Murphy.
There's concern that those systems are going to be even further stressed.
Hospital administrators say they're building out additional capacity, bringing in nurses and respiratory therapists, and transferring patients to regional partners as needed. Governor Steve Bullock says the state has a 90-day supply of personal protective equipment available for hospitals and local agencies as needed, and testing is available for people with symptoms, known exposures, and congregate care residents. But Harkins at St. Peter's in Helena says Montana is only headed into halftime of the pandemic bowl. She says everyone needs to double down on the basics. Wash your hands, keep your distance, wear a mask.
The outcome of COVID-19 on our community will have little to do with the virus and everything to do with our behavior.
For YPR News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.